From the Cumberland Gap to the Atlantic Ocean, this is Virginia Water Radio for the weeks of November 27th and December 4th, 2023. That's part of Backburner by The Faux Paws. It opens Virginia Water Radio's annual episode on winter weather preparedness. Have a listen for about 30 seconds to some of the song's lyrics to set the stage for talking about cold times.
I put my heart in the freezer. I put my love on ice. I tell myself I don't need her. Wouldn't that be nice? I put my heart in the freezer. I put my love on hold. I tell myself I don't need her. And then I wonder why I feel so cold. I wonder why I feel, I wonder why I feel, I wonder why I feel so cold.
All Virginia residents, whether or not they've tried to put their heart in the freezer, will soon have no wonder about why they feel so cold. Winter astronomically begins in Virginia on December 21st at 10:27 p.m. That's the Eastern Standard Time of the winter solstice in the Northern Hemisphere, when that hemisphere is at its maximum tilt away from the sun. From well before the December solstice all the way through the season's conclusion in March, winter can bring cold temperatures, hazardous roads, power outages, fire hazards, and other concerns. To help you be prepared, here are 10 tips compiled from information provided by the Virginia Department of Emergency Management, the Federal Emergency Management Agency, and the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. 1. Avoid traveling in winter storm conditions if you can. If you must travel, get road condition information from the Virginia 511 telephone system, mobile app, or website. And carry in your vehicle an emergency kit, including jumper cables, blankets, a flashlight, food and water, and other items. 2. Have battery-powered sources of lighting and information, along with enough batteries to last through a power outage of several days. 3. Develop and practice a family emergency plan that covers sheltering, escape from a home fire, emergency meeting places, communications, a supply of food, water, and medications, and other factors specific to your circumstances. 4. Get fireplaces, wood stoves, and chimneys inspected and cleaned. 5. Install a smoke detector in every bedroom and on every floor level. Test them monthly and replace the batteries at least annually. 6. Install a carbon monoxide detector in your home and check or replace the battery every 6 months. 7. If you use electric space heaters, make sure they'll switch off automatically if the heater falls over. Plug them into wall outlets, not extension cords. Keep them at least 3 feet from combustible objects. Don't leave heaters unattended. And check for cracked or damaged wires or plugs. 8. Generators, camp stoves, and other devices that burn gasoline, charcoal, or other fuels should be used outdoors only. 9. Learn where to shut off water valves in case a pipe bursts. And 10. Be careful of overexertion during snow shoveling. More information on preparing for winter weather, fires, and other emergencies is available online from the Virginia Department of Emergency Management at vaemergency.gov. Next time the forecast calls for snow, freezing rain, or other wintry weather, here's hoping that you can stay warm, dry, and safe. Thanks to Andrew Van Nostrand for permission to use this episode's music, and we close with about 20 more seconds of Backburner. Virginia Water Radio is produced by the Virginia Water Resources Research Center, part of Virginia Tech's College of Natural Resources and Environment. For more Virginia Water sounds, music, or information, visit us online at virginiawaterradio.org or call the Water Center at 540-231-5624. Thanks to Ben Cosgrove for his version of Shenandoah to open and close this episode. In Blacksburg, I'm Alan Raflow, thanking you for listening and wishing you health, wisdom, and good water.